Who are you, Aimer? Rabbi Kiva used to say, Hakon Nasim Bei Rava. Everything in this world is given Bei Rava. Meaning to say that a person is an Arev for all the Anos that he took from this world. Just like an Arev has to pay back a loan if the lover doesn't pay it back, so too, if a person doesn't pay back what he takes from this world, Aidei Maisim Tovim, then he has to pay it back in other ways through Yisurim. As when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives somebody something in this world, he has to give a chelek of it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If he has money, he has to give taniyim. When he sits down for a meal, he should say Dibrei Torah by the meal. As a person should not benefit from this world for his own hana, he should do it l'shem shamayim. Umetzuda prusa akolachayim. There is a trap spread on all living people. This is referring to the Yom HaMisa. Nobody escapes the Yom HaMisa. And the Yom HaMisa is compared to a metzuda, a trap, like the pasuk says in Kohelas, kedagim hanechazim b'metzuda ra, like fish that are caught in a bad trap. Hachanut psucha. The store is open. Meaning to say, even though a person is not supposed to benefit from this world, shalo l'shem shamayim, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not stop you from doing so. You have bechira. The store is open and you can go in and take. Ba'achem b'ni makif. And the storekeeper gives you on credit. Meaning to say, that when a person benefits from this world, shalo l'shem shamayim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish you right away or doesn't take from you what you took from him right away. Instead, a Kadosh Baruch Hu waits for a person to do tshuva. As if a person does tshuva, that's metakin all the sins that he did in the past. Baha pinkis pasuach. And the ledger is open. Meaning to say that everything you do in this world is written down. Nothing is forgotten from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it says that the ledger is open, meaning to say that as soon as you do something, it's immediately written down. Only ayidei tshuva can you erase what's written in the ledger. Bahayad kosevis. And the hand is writing, meaning to say that everything is written down, even a very small avera is not forgotten. Anybody who wants to borrow can come and borrow. As even though you've borrowed many times in the past, you've done many averos, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't punished you yet, you still have bechira to do more averos, and if you don't do tshuva, you'll be punished for all the averos that you did. The Gabam go around always, every single day, and they collect from the person whether the person has stock to pay back or not. The Gabam here is referring to Yisurim. As a Kadosh Baruch Hu every day gives people Yisurim for the averes that they did. And these Yisurim will collect from the person, meaning to say, will punish the person for the averes that he did, whether it is Midaito, meaning to say that the person knows that he did an avera. And when he gets the Yisurim, his mastik as a din, he says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is righteous, he deserves the Yisurim. Or whether it's Shalom Midaito, even if the person forgot the avera, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu did not forget the avera. And when the person has the Yisurim, he might think, why is a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving me Yisurim? I didn't do an avera. This is not a good attitude, as I say that he will not do tshuva. When a person has Yisurim, he should always think that it must be for the averas that he did, and he should try to think, what averas did he do in the past that he deserves to have these Yisurim, and that way he will do tshuva. V'yesh lahem amashi yismochu. And a person gets Yisurim from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, these Yisurim have on what to be somach on, meaning to say a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a person Yisurim b'chinam. Certainly he did an avera that caused him to get these Yisurim. V'adin din emes. The din of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a din emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish a person for more than what he did. Everything is bedikdik gadol. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each person individually according to his circumstances and capabilities, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ba bitrunia imbriosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with high expectations and expect that a person should do more than his capabilities. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that a person should fulfill his potential in this world and do in this world what he was brought down for. V'hakol metukin l'se'uda. Everybody is metukin and ready and prepared to benefit from the se'uda in Olam Haba. Bein tzadikim and bein rasham have a chelek in Olam Haba. After the rasham are punished for the averes that they did, they are considered tzadikim, and they also will have a share in the benefits of Olam Haba. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said, if a person does not learn Torah, he cannot have true derech eretz, as only through the Torah can we have derech eretz b'shlemus, as the Torah teaches us how to behave in every situation. And the person should not think that the Torah just teaches us halachas. That's not the case. Included in the Torah is Musar and Midos, and that was also given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Emein derech eretz ein Torah. If a person does not have derech eretz, he doesn't have Torah either. As even though he might learn Torah, but if he does not have derech eretz together with the Torah he learns is meaningless. As derech eretz kadma la Torah, derech eretz precedes Torah, and without derech eretz, you should not bother learning Torah. Emein chachma ein yira, emein yira ein chachma. If a person does not have chachma, then he cannot be a Yirei Shamayim either. As to be a Yirei Shamayim takes a lot of chachma. The Iker chachma is to be a Yirei Shamayim. So therefore, if he doesn't have chachma, he cannot be a Yirei Shamayim. But if he doesn't have yira, he doesn't have chachma either. Meaning to say, if he doesn't have in mind when he learns the chachma that the chachma should bring him to Yirei Shamayim, that's not real chachma. The true chachma is that he learns the chachma al das that the chachma should bring him to become a Yirei Shamayim. Imein bina ein das, imein das ein bina. If a person does not have bina, bina means that a person is maven davar mitoch davar. He can infer one thing from the other. Then he does not have das. Das means that he understands the chachma clearly and he understands the time of the chachma. So therefore, if a person cannot infer one thing from the other, then he does not have das either. He cannot understand something clearly. And if he does not have das, then he cannot have bina. If he doesn't understand something clearly, then he cannot infer one thing from the other. As only Ayidei understanding something clearly and understanding the reason for it can you have bina to understand one thing from another. Imein kemach ein Torah. Imein Torah ein kemach. If somebody doesn't have kemach, kemach literally means flour, meaning to say that person does not have food, he doesn't have parnasa to live on, then he cannot learn Torah. As Torah requires a tremendous amount of yishuv hadas, of tranquility, and if a person is concerned about the fact he doesn't have parnasa, he does not have the tranquility to learn Torah. And if a person does not learn Torah, then he does not have kemach either. Meaning to say, even though he might be very wealthy and have a lot of parnasa, but if he doesn't use the tranquility that his parnasa gives him to learn Torah, then what is the use of his parnasa? The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you parnasa is so you can have yishuv hadas to learn Torah. Who are you, Omer? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to say, "Kol shechachmaso meruba mimaisov lemahu doma." Somebody whose chachma is greater than his maisim, meaning to say that he has learned a lot, but he does not do a lot of maisim tovim and mitzvos. What is he similar to? Le'ilan sha'anafav merubam bishrashav mu'atim, to a tree that has a lot of branches and few roots. Va'ruach bava krasso. The wind will come and uproot the tree since it has a lot of branches but few roots and will turn it over on its face. As a person is compared to a tree, as the pasuk says, Ha'adam eitz hasada, and the pasuk also says, Tzadik ha'tamar yifra ke'eretz balavanon yiske. Now the person is really the opposite of a tree. As a tree has its roots in the ground, while a person's roots is in Shemayim, so a person is like a tree hafach, a turned over tree, that his roots are lamala, as opposed to a tree that the roots are lamata. Now, since a person is compared to a tree, the Mishnah here brings an analogy from a tree, meaning to say that a person has to have many more maisim than chachma, and that is the chiyuv of the person to bring his chachma to life, ayidei is maisim. As the Torah is very far from hasagas sa'adam, from a person having a true grasp on the Torah, Rachok, rachok, miyim se'enu, the Torah is very distant from a person. Now, if a person wants his Torah to be niskayim, he has to bring his Torah out to the fore by doing maisim. But if he does not do so, then since the Torah is so far from asaga to adam, the Torah will have no kiyim by him. The Torah will not last by him. So therefore, a person whose chachma is greater than his maisim, then we know that his chachma will not last. He's like a tree with few roots and a lot of branches. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'haya ka'arar ba'arava, will be like a lone tree in a desert, below yira ki yavo tov, and the tree will not see when good comes, meaning that it will not help this tree, even if there's tov, there's a little bit of rain. V'shachan harerim ba'midbor, the tree will be shochen in the midbor, harerim, in the heat, Eretz Melecha and the salty earth below Teshev, it will not remain there. Since it's a lone tree in the desert, there's no other trees and there's nothing else surrounding it. So when the wind comes, the tree will be uprooted. As the wind comes with force, since there's nothing blocking the wind, so too a person who has few ma'asim is compared to this lone tree in the desert that is easily uprooted by the wind. Avokosha ma'asim merubim mechachmaso, lemahu doma, le'ilan sha'anafav mu'atim v'shrashav merubim, sha'afilu kol rucho sheba'olam boz v'noshvus bo, ein mezizin osomim koma. But a person whose ma'asim are greater than his chachma, as this is the way it's supposed to be, as a person should have more ma'asim than chachma, what is he compared to? To a tree that has few branches and lots of roots, that even all the wind in the world would come and blow at it, the wind would not move it from its place, as even though the person might not have a lot of chachma, but that doesn't matter. As the Chazal tell us, Echad HaMeruba, Be'echad HaMamet, Uvavachi Yechavim Libo L'Shamayim, whether a person has a lot of Torah or only a little bit of Torah makes no difference, as long as his kavanah in learning Torah is l'shem shamayim. As long as he has a lot of ma'asim, then we know that he is learning l'shem shamayim, since he's bringing his chokhmah to the fore ayidei his ma'asim. So even though he has few branches, meaning to say that he doesn't have a lot of chokhmah, but since he has a lot of roots, meaning to say he has a lot of ma'asim, so therefore the little bit of chokhmah that he does have will be niskayim by him. And therefore, he's compared to a tree with a lot of roots that the wind cannot overturn it. So too, this person, his chachma will have kiyum by him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'haya ke'et shasul amayim." He'll be like a tree that is planted by the water, v'al yuvah yishalik shrushav, and by the streams, his roots will sprout out. V'lo yirek yavochom, the tree will not be affected when the heat causes it, since this tree is planted by the water, next to a stream, the heat will not bother this tree. V'haya alehu rana, the leaves of the tree will be wet and damp. U'bishnat batzoret lo yidog, and even in the year of famine, the tree will not worry, as since it's by the water, it will not be affected. V'lo yamish mi'asos pri, and it will not stop from bringing forth fruit. So to this person, even though he doesn't have a lot of chachma, since his chachma is mevusas, it's based on a lot of ma'asim, that chachma will have a kiyum by him, and he'll be zocha to olam haba.